Time to go beyond the playbook once again with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. This is the Bills against the Bengals, the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals, 5-0. We're going to talk a little bit more about that moving forward. But right now, why don't you give us a little bit behind this matchup?
Well, in the history between these two teams, the Bills are 15-11 all time against the Bengals, having won 10 of their last 12. But I'd say you can throw that all out the window this week as the Bengals enter Sunday 5-0 for just the third time in their franchise's history. And the last time they started with this record, they ended up in the AFC Championship game. But despite the difficult challenge the Bills are facing this weekend, I'm actually quite excited about this game, as it's a potentially great test of the preseason blueprint that the Bills designed. They set out to win with a suffocating defense along with a ground-and-pound run-oriented offense. And in all likelihood, they're going to have to put that model to the test this week as they face a Bengals team that ranks second overall in the NFL on total offense, but 21st in total defense. And when the Bills are likely to be without their starting quarterback Tyrod Taylor, they're going to have to rely heavily on their running game, and hopefully the Bills will get a big boost with the potential returns of LeSean McCoy and Carlos Williams. But on the flip side of the ball, we have the real heavyweight matchup of the Bills' defense against the Bengals' offense. The Bengals have Giovanni Bernard at running back, who's averaging nearly 95 yards from scrimmage per game. But this week, he'll be facing off against two of the NFL's best in Marcell Dareus and Kyle Williams. And then there's Bengals receiver A.J. Green, who's having an absolutely monster season so far, averaging nearly 100 yards per game. But this week, he faces the duo of Stephon Gilmore and Ronald Darby. An analytics website, Pro Football Focus, has those two rated, believe it or not, as the second and third best cornerbacks in the NFL, respectively, through 5 weeks. It's these kind of matchups that have me excited as a football fan. Is it's going to be pretty interesting to see, and something's going to have to give come this Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's just jump back for a second, because the roster has been a big issue for the Bills almost from start of the season. Let's talk about some of those issues the Bills will be dealing with when it comes to injuries for Sunday's game.
Well, it sure sounds like a broken record week in and week out on the topic of Bills injuries. In fact, I think we've at this point like completely obliterated the record to the point where all it plays is the word injury. And at the top of that injury marquee this week is, of course, quarterback Tyrod Taylor. Looks a lot like the Bills are trying to play the guessing game with the Bengals by keeping the prospect that he may play an open possibility. But unless all the reports of a knee injury are greatly exaggerated, the Bills really would be wise to shut Taylor down. Simply not worth risking further injury to a player who relies heavily on speed and mobility as a major part of his game. And this may sound obvious, but Bills fans signed up for this approach the moment they got on board the Tyrod Taylor bandwagon. As long as his knee injury isn't too severe, he's much more valuable down the stretch if he misses a game or two to get back into peak form. So in all likelihood, we're going to see EJ Manuel playing at quarterback with Taylor out, and he'll need some substantial support to make the offense effective. And that leads us to the flip side of the injury report. So we're hearing a lot of encouraging things about both Sammy Watkins and LeSean McCoy returning to the lineup. And most importantly, if Watkins and McCoy can make it back on the field, they're going to draw significant attention from the Bengals defense. And we've seen what that can lead to, particularly against the Colts and Dolphins, opening up other playmakers.
Absolutely. Now, what about, let's also talk a little bit about the fans. All right. We most certainly have talked about what happened in Nashville last week. You were impressed by the number of Bills fans that were there for sure. What about, though, at home? Will the Bills fans be as impressive as they were at Tennessee last week?
Well, I was blown away last week in Tennessee. And I'll tell you, this is a really interesting question this week. Coach Rex Ryan is calling on Bills fans to give the team a loud playoff-like atmosphere. And as we all know, Buffalo definitely has the capability to be some of the loudest and most disruptive fans in the league. But I expect quite a bit of nervous energy from the fan base on Sunday. Combine the injury at quarterback, the potential for some of their stars to return, along with the test of a 5-0 team coming to town, and it should be a powder keg. And if the Bills get off to a hot start, I'd expect that powder keg to explode. But if they can't shake off the slow, mistake-ridden starts from the last 2 weeks, I can't see more than a fizzle, as fans are going to get tired of the same slow start sooner rather than later. Overall, I'd say the Bengals likely have more talent than the Bills, which is reflected in them being undefeated. However, they got there, but the talent gap isn't that huge. And if the Bills do get these key playmakers back fresh and healthy, it's even less. So I have a hard time seeing the Bills winning this one based on their play over the last couple of weeks and the injuries they're dealing with. But again, every team deals with injuries. And I've said before, if they're the breakthrough team we're expecting, this is a game that they could show both their fans and the rest of the NFL that These are not the same old Bills.
Oh, Matt, you got me ready for Sunday already. Well, we're going to have to chill on that just a little bit, but we'll have you back here on Monday, and we'll talk about the Bills and the Bengals. As always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.